to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
It's The Weekend with Michael Brown, Lou Penrose, sitting in for Michael Brown today. Good to be with you, coming to you live from my radio hometown of San Diego, California, where I'm heard live weekday afternoons on News Radio 600 KOGO. So thankful for the folks at The Weekend with Michael Brown for letting me sit in the big chair this weekend. What a week we have had to recap. I mean, this has been the most amazing week in news radio that I've experienced in quite some time. So many things going on. And we'll get through it all from the original attempt to put together a jury of 12 people and then actually going backwards at one point, ending with a tragic event of someone setting themselves on fire. And in city halls across America, people are complaining that the food in the shelters is no good. And then there's economic news that has come out that shows that right now 57% of Americans can't get access to $1,000 in an emergency. So lots to get to. Let's get right to it. So the jury selection wrapped up yesterday. They did complete. They got to do 12 jurors and 6 alternates. And it took a week to find people who were impartial to the satisfaction of both sides. The defendant in the case, though, not happy. Here's the way it wrapped up on Friday.
A very intensely emotional day in the courtroom. Two of the prospective alternates broke down in tears. One woman because she had served time in prison. The other just from the anxiety and stress from this process. As for the defendant himself, former President Trump, well, his emotion can be best described as one of anger. He is angry over the gag order that Judge Juan Merchan has imposed on him. The president complains that others involved in this trial are free to speak out about him, but he says he is barred from saying what he wants to say.
Yeah, it got to be very frustrating for Trump to sit there and be gagged while he's scrolling through social media, watching everybody that's connected to the case commenting on him. But two of the prospective alternates broke down. One started to cry because she served some time in prison. That kind of makes sense. I guess it could be triggering being in a criminal court. But the other one just because of anxiety?
Because she had served time in prison. The other just from the anxiety and stress from this process.
Yeah, that's not somebody I want sitting in judgment of me. I mean, oh, the case hasn't started yet, lady. What's breaking you down? My goodness. Tough enough, Buttercup. Anyway, the jurors are now set, and the trial will begin on Monday. We have a list of the jurors here. I have it. And I was trying to handicap just based on what I'm allowed to know. Now, as you recall, 7 jurors were established on, I think, Tuesday. And on Wednesday, they lost 2. Because one said she was impartial, but then some smart cookie on the Trump team did some Facebook stalking and found out that she had written vitriolic posts about Trump, calling him a sexist and a narcissist. And so the judge said, yeah, that's not impartial, lady. You're gone. Gave her the boot. The other was a gentleman, I guess, who said he had committed no crime. And then it turns out that somebody with his name committed a crime in the 90s. And the judge said, you got to go. So then we dropped from 7 to 5. And I thought, we're never getting anywhere. We're going in the wrong direction. And then quickly, the remainder was filled in. So here we go. The foreman, juror number one, he works in sales and lives in Harlem. He's originally from Ireland. So he's a new American from Ireland. I think that's a pro-Trump juror. Because if you work in sales and you live in New York City, you are doing well. You're selling. You're an effective businessman. So, and I think that juror will relate to Trump. So I'm gonna put that in the not guilty. Juror two works in finance, lives in Hell's Kitchen. Anybody that works in finance understands money and believes that Trump would be a better president on the economy. I'm gonna put that in the not guilty. Juror three works in the legal field, lives in Chelsea. No, that's a never Trumper. Chelsea, no way. Juror four is an engineer on the Upper West Side. I have to imagine engineers are paying taxes up the wazoo. So I'm going to give that a not guilty. Juror five works in education from Harlem, and it's a she? No, a woman teacher. That's a guilty. Juror six works in technology, lives in Chelsea. She, a single woman software engineer in Chelsea. Huh. She's paying taxes up the wazoo too. She's going to go not guilty. Even though she's a woman. Juror 7 works in the legal field. No, a lawyer, that's guilty. Juror 8 works in finance as well. Yeah, that's pro-Trump. He's not guilty. Juror 9 works in education. No, educators are all never Trumpers. That's guilty. Juror 10 is a businessman, lives in Murray Hill. I'm going to give that even money. A male educator in business. I'm not comfortable with that. All right, let's just go with guilty. Juror 11 is a product manager, lives in Upper Manhattan. She says she does not have strong opinions about Trump, but does not like his persona. I'm going to give that's a push. And juror 12 lives in works in healthcare, lives on the Upper East Side, and it's a woman. That's going to be a guilty. All those nurses don't like Trump. So there you go. There's my handicap on the jurors. Did you hear about the temperature, the air conditioning in the courtroom? This came up midweek as well. Apparently, the judge doesn't like a warm courtroom. And he's got the AC like way, 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 way down. And everybody is freezing in there. The jurors are freezing. Some of the aged individuals in the courtroom are freezing. And the media is freezing. And Trump called it out.
It's a shame. And I'm sitting here for days now, from morning till night, in that freezing room, freezing. Everybody was freezing in there. And all for this.
Yeah, so he's complaining, like, I got to sit here for days. And I'm in a political campaign. I'm in a presidential campaign. My opponent's out there campaigning. I have to sit in this courtroom, and it's freezing in here. And I thought, that's probably true. Trump lives in Florida. So even though he's from New York, for those of you that have ever lived in the Northeast or in the Midwest and then retired or relocated down south, you know that your body changes and you don't like it cold. So that's probably what's going on there.
I know here in San Diego, if it dips below 60 degrees, it was 58 degrees the other night, and I was at my son's football game. And in San Diego, if it's 58 degrees, the ski jackets come out. All the moms on the sideline wearing ski jackets. Ski hats, beanies. One chick had gloves on. So I can fully understand why a freezing courtroom would be completely uncomfortable. All right, more to come. We have to talk a little bit about Trump's triumphant visit to the bodega in Harlem after a day in court, and the entire city erupts into a Trump rally right there on the streets. That's all coming up next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Lou Penrose sitting in for Michael Brown.
Does social engineering from leftist corporations make you feel like we're living in the Twilight Zone? You're not alone. Pure Talk knows the silent majority is fed up. It's time to join the masses who have fled their old wireless company for something better. Pure Talk. Those of you who always have your neighbors back, who pulled yourselves up by your bootstraps, who realize a little bit of elbow grease can fix just about anything. Pure Talk wants you. Get phenomenal coverage on America's most dependable 5G network for half the price of the other guys. With unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month, the average family saves almost $1,000 a year. And as a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk is a company you can feel proud to do business with. Dial pound 250 and say switch now to make the switch. Dial pound 250 and say switch now and save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
It's the weekend with Michael Brown, Lou Penrose sitting in for Michael Brown. Good to have you along with us. So, just a nonstop week outside the criminal courthouse of Donald Trump. Every day there was a new story, ending with a tragic but spectacular display as someone set themselves on fire. And that individual has now died, unfortunately. This, to me, was the highlight of the week. The one that I thought is where I think Trump's political opponents and his political enemies had to wonder to themselves, maybe we overplayed our hand. Maybe we took this too far. There's no question in my mind that this is political interference. This is election interference. There's no question. Trump does not need to be in the courtroom. Based on this case, there could just be two lawyers in New York City arguing the case and the jury hearing it. He doesn't need to be there. The judge exercised his prerogative to order him in the courtroom on purpose. Clearly, he could have been gone one day for his kid's high school graduation. He won't even allow that. And I think people see that, even in New York, people see that and think, okay, this is not fair. I'm a Democrat. I'm voting for Biden, but this is not fair. I think reasonable people see the lack of fairness here. And then Trump left and went up to Harlem. And it was unannounced. It wasn't a scheduled event. It wasn't a campaign rally. It was just Donald Trump going up to Harlem, and a crowd broke out. And here's what it sounded like. Yeah, like tens of thousands of New Yorkers at 4 o'clock in the afternoon in New York City traffic just assembled and started cheering him on. It was clearly organic. There's a lot of people who say a lot of what happens around Trump is manufactured. He's got a strong campaign team and they put people in front of a camera to say wonderful things about him, and it's all staged. Well, having worked on campaigns, I can tell you it's not that easy, and it's a risk letting people speak on behalf of the campaign for you. I don't know that you could schedule, get tens of thousands of extras that quickly to agree to do this for free in Manhattan in a district that they tell us Biden won by 87% of the vote. So somebody is bursting out with Trump love in Harlem. They came from somewhere. And he went in to go visit a bodega. Now, if you don't know what a bodega is a mini 7-Eleven that's built into the ground floor of a high-rise building in Manhattan. And they're everywhere in Manhattan. There's one on every block. That's the only place you can go to get food and supplies. There's no shopping centers, no grocery stores in Manhattan. And even if there were, what are you going to do? Take a couple of bags of groceries with you on the subway? They'll kill you. They'll rob you. So you don't see anybody in New York walking around with grocery bags because that would be foolish. So that's what you do. You go down to the bodega and you get some milk and you get some butter and you get some cheese and a box of cereal.
and that's it. And then you go out to dinner. That's the life. But here he is talking to the bodega owner about what's going on in New York.
There they are. This guy. How are you? Nice to see you.
Nice.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, President. How are you?
It's a nice crowd you have out there.
Yes, sir.
Well, they have to invite them to buy the place out, right?
Well, yeah. Did you catch that? Trump's like, hey, big crowd outside. You should invite them in. Let them buy you out. You can close early. Always talking business. Always on the side of the businessman. Always trying to make people make more money.
Well, they have to invite them in, buy the place out, right?
Well, yeah. Thank you.
How the bodega's doing?
Great. I mean, we've been having a lot of crime.
Exactly.
And we really appreciate that you here to support because we in the bodega, the small business, we support the community and the NYPD. We need law and order. They've been robbing so many times.
Well, you've been robbed a lot, huh?
Yeah. 1 month ago, they already was robbed.
And the police are great, but they're not allowed to do that.
Exactly. We support the police.
If they were allowed to do the job, it would be...
That would be different.
Yeah, exactly.
That conversation could have taken place between any business owner and any presidential candidate in every major U.S. city. That is the experience of every business owner in every urban area of the country. Business is good, but I'm getting robbed. I got robbed last month, and they came back again and robbed me. And I love the police, and we call the police. But there's only so much the police can do. That is about as genuine of a conversation. It is completely normal, completely natural. And Trump absolutely comfortable. And you hear the bodega owner is like, I'm glad you're here. We need to raise awareness. And if this brings attention to the challenges that we have, that would be great. So thank you for coming. Trump is very serious about putting a push for New York.
Number one, you have to stop crime. And we're going to let the police do their job. They have to be given back their authority. They have to be able to do their job. And we're going to come into New York. We're making a big play for New York. Other cities do, but this city, I love this city. And it's gone so bad in the last 3 years.
Yeah. He's putting a major push for New York. Because he's locked in a criminal courtroom and can't campaign, he's decided to use the opportunity. He has scheduled rallies in the Bronx, which is where the Yankees play, and at Madison Square Garden, which is midtown Manhattan, next to Penn Station. Now, is it possible to win the state of New York? Everyone thinks New York, oh, big Democrat state. I don't know. It sounds like the crowd that was out here. I think they're going to be turning out the vote for Trump. Who knows? It's worth it. It is so Trump to play forward leaning and say, well, we're going to go for New York on all these issues, crime and getting the city under control. Now, let me tell you as a political scientist what this means. Everybody talks about Michigan and Wisconsin. New York has 28 electoral votes. That is more than Michigan and Wisconsin combined. If they call New York for Trump, they can just go ahead and go to sleep in Ann Arbor. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Lou Penrose sitting in for Michael Brown.
With a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut.
A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
It's the Weekend with Michael Brown, Lou Penrose, sitting in for Michael Brown. Good to be with you. Happy Saturday. It is an incredible week to revisit, no question about it, every single day in New York City outside that criminal courtroom, where history is certainly being made. The reporter from CNN, Laura Coates, is quite correct. We're making history. First time ever that a former president of the United States is in a criminal court and facing criminal charges. And I believe this is a political event. I do not believe it has anything to do with justice. I think that more and more New Yorkers are seeing through this for what it is. And I think that will have an impact. Before the break, I told you the politics of this. So the political science here is if Trump is able to turn this event into a net plus for Trump politically, it ends the 2024 election. It really does. Now, people think New York is a blue state, and it is a blue state, but it's a very complex state. Look, Rudy Giuliani was mayor of New York City. He was a Republican. There was a point where Democrats in Manhattan were fed up with crime, that they were willing to cross party lines. New York has been governed by Republican governors because a lot of the state is red. Like what they call upstate New York, which is everything effectively but the island of Manhattan, is represented by Republicans, a lot of Republicans. They have Republican members in the legislature, they have Republican members in the Senate, and they have Republican members of Congress. Long Island has Republican members. So, and by the way, there are Republican members of the New York City City Council. We'll hear from one coming up here in a little bit. She is catching heat for saying the truth out loud with respect to the complaints by the visitors, if you will, who are here seeking asylum. We'll talk about that in the next hour. But the point is, it is possible. Now, you have to go back to 1984 for the last time New York went red. But we are living in not a political climate, but a movement. And I can't imagine anybody with a better chance of flipping New York City and then essentially New York than Donald Trump, especially under these conditions. Right? Listen, where is it here? Listen to what he has to say. I mean, crime is the number one issue for New Yorkers. And here he is.
Number one, you have to stop crime. And we're going to let the police do their job. They have to be given back their authority. They have to be able to do their job. And we're going to come into New York. We're making a big play for New York. Other cities do, but this city, I love this city. And it's gone so bad in the last 3 years, 4 years, and we're going to straighten New York out.
Now, that's music to the ears to the average New Yorker that has to get down into the subway every day to go to work. That is music to the ears of the bodega owner, or worse, the bodega manager that works the nights on the weekends. Right? That's frankly music to the ears of the New York City Police Department, the NYPD, who would love to crack down on these criminals. The cops know who the bad guys are. And think about how depressing it is to wrestle with a bad guy, get him in handcuffs, get him in the back of the squad car while he's spitting at you, get him down to the precinct, get him processed, and then to see him again on Tuesday afternoon. Right? So the cops want law and order. So crime, the number one, and this is not just New York. This is emblematic of every major city in America. And when those of us that don't live in major cities see this going on in major cities, we're not comforted because we wonder how long it comes to our town. But it's not just the crime thing. For Trump, law and order is a thing. It's not just
putting bad guys in the back of the squad car. It's order. The other half of that is order. There should be a sense of order. And there is disorder everywhere. And when people see illegal aliens overrunning public social services, that's disorder. That's not right. There's something wrong about that. Government has broken down. The system's broken down. And the taxpayers are on the hook.
So running for president, we're putting a big hit for New York. We think we can win New York. With 500,000 migrants that poured in and take over the parks, they took over your hotels, they take over everything. It's no good. And you know what they've done? They've destroyed so many people. The African-American community now is not getting jobs. Migrants are taking their jobs that are here illegally. Hispanics are not getting jobs. Migrants are taking the jobs.
Yeah. So if you are a American, if you're an American in any major city and you hear that, you have to think to yourself, maybe how the media has characterized him is not right. Maybe he's on my side. Maybe I should reconsider. Maybe there's another way to go. So I do believe that there is a huge political risk here. That Democrats have overplayed their hand. I use the word over-vilification. I made it up. It's mine. So when you start seeing it on CNN and MSNBC and everybody else starts using it, just remember where you heard it first, your old buddy Lou Penrose. Over-vilification. Like, there is a point where they have over-vilified him. He's a racist, sexist, bigoted, homophobe, white supremacist, hates everybody, nobody likes him, criminal, insurrectionist. Like, they have run out of pejoratives. There's no more bad words to use to characterize him. He has been not vilified, he's been over-vilified. And Americans are smart. Americans have their own set of eyes. Like, they can see for themselves. And if they don't see all those things all the time, every day, but the New York Times does, and NBC News does, and ABC News does, and CNN does, and MSNBC does, and the Biden campaign does. They think, wait, something's wrong here. Somebody's not being straight with me. And then you see him talk about jobs, and the bodega owner, how's business? You should invite the whole crowd in. They'll buy you out, and then you can close early. And concerned about him getting robbed. And you think, this is like a normal person. This is like the kind of person I would like to be my mayor. This is like the kind of person that I would like to, right, like be in charge of things. And so you start to second guess what you've been told. That's what over-vilification does. It causes normal people to revisit it. And a ton of New Yorkers have, and this is what it sounded like this week. Yeah, you could probably manufacture that at a Trump rally in Spartanburg, but I don't know that you can pull that off in the Upper East Side of Manhattan. On a busy afternoon, staged. So that is, that's genuine. And as I said, the political science of it is everybody's talking about Michigan and Wisconsin. Wisconsin, oh my goodness, Trump won Wisconsin in 2016. Hillary Clinton should have had a lock on Wisconsin. There was no reason. She didn't even campaign in Wisconsin because it was such a lock for Hillary Clinton. And Trump won Wisconsin. Everybody's fighting for Michigan. Auto workers, got to get those auto workers. Oh, they're union. They're going to go for Biden. Yeah, but the auto workers love Trump. He's going to put tariffs on foreign cars and bring American jobs home. I don't know. We got to fight for Michigan. It's close. Let's poll Michigan. Trump won Michigan in 2016, but they tell us Biden won it in 2020. You know what? If Trump wins New York, that is more electoral votes than Wisconsin and Michigan combined. It's a potential huge game changer. And more importantly, now Democrats have got to refocus resources on New York. It's classic Trump.
to take the fight to them. And if conditions are the way they are, and if he spends any more time with the regular people in the Manhattan, I've got to put the advantage in Trump's category. So I'm predicting a Trump win in New York. All right, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. Lou Penrose sitting in for Michael Brown.
Does social engineering from leftist corporations make you feel like we're living in the Twilight Zone? You're not alone. Pure Talk knows the silent majority is fed up. It's time to join the masses who have fled their old wireless company for something better. Pure Talk. Those of you who always have your neighbors back, who pulled yourselves up by your bootstraps, who realize a little bit of elbow grease can fix just about anything. Pure Talk wants you. Get phenomenal coverage on America's most dependable 5G network for half the price of the other guys. With unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month, the average family saves almost $1,000 a year. And as a veteran-owned company, PureTalk is a company you can feel proud to do business with. Dial pound 250 and say switch now to make the switch. Dial pound 250 and say switch now and save an additional 50% off your first month with PureTalk.
April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April 9th is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Lou Penrose sitting in for Michael Brown.
good to have you along with us. Just got a text from Michael Brown, actually. So Democrats in Washington are trying to adjust federal law or change federal law such that a convicted felon is no longer entitled to Secret Service protection. That's where they're going with this? This is incredible to me. It really is incredible to me. We are at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to strategies to defeating President Trump among Democrats. I'm so interested in the future. I can't wait to see how it will be written. Like, how will Democrats in the future characterize their mistakes? When will they decide? I wonder what will be the point that they decided that, yeah, we actually did that wrong, Wolf, and we're learning from our mistakes. Like when they go on CNN with Wolf Blitzer in 2026, and they say, well, what happened? Because the Biden economy was doing well, and, and Trump was in criminal court for crying out loud. But yet he came back to win. What did you guys do wrong? Like, I can't wait to see. Is it going to be, let's see. They tried with January 6th to make him out to be an insurrectionist. You know, the closest that we've come to losing our democracy since the Civil War. That didn't work. Okay, well, then we kicked in the doors at Mar-a-Lago in an FBI raid because he stole national secrets, and we're going to sell the national secrets to the enemy. Now, that didn't fly. Let's see. Well, then we kept him off the ballot, which is, you know what? Forget the polling numbers. Who cares what the polling number is? He's not going to be allowed to be on the ballot, so it won't matter if more Americans want him to be president in these states. Keep them off the ballot in Colorado and in Maine and in California. And that didn't work. And then we're gonna put him on trial, a civil trial for, harassment in a clothing changing room, a dressing room in Bergdorf Goodman in Manhattan in the 90s. Well, the woman that he doesn't find attractive. No, that didn't work. All right. Well, then we're gonna go after him. Election interference in Georgia. And we're even going to publish a mugshot. That'll do it. Trump sells the mugshot on a t-shirt for $45 and raises $6 million doing it. That didn't work. Criminal court, convicted felon. We get him on a convicted felon. If we get a criminal trial in Manhattan among a jury of his peers, and those peers voted for Biden 87% in the last election, he's going to get a conviction, and then that's going to be it. And, you get this. So that's not going to work. And I'm like, so now they're going to, strip him of Secret Service protection? That's the new play? They're scraping at the bottom of the barrel. You know what they're not doing? Competing in the arena of ideas. Has anybody noticed that nobody is challenging Trump's policy ideas? Further, Biden is not touting his policy successes. We're talking about, insurrectionism and democracy and constitution and dictatorship and criminal courts and Fannie Willis and E. Jean Carroll and the temperature in the courtroom. But nobody's talking about the ideas, right? What the next 4 years will be like under a Biden administration, or what the next 4 years will be like under a Trump administration. That discussion hasn't yet happened, at least from the Biden reelection team. So, but what they do want to do is strip him of Secret Service protection. That's classic. Go for it. Go. I don't know if you know this, but Trump has did well, and he can afford his own private security. So I think he'll be okay. But give it your best shot. All right, stay with us. When we come back, it's beginning to happen, and I knew it would. We cannot sustain this many foreigners all at once from all over the world at the same time, all claiming asylum in every major city and accommodate them in a way that they're going to find comfortable. Just not going to work. Whether you want it to be so or you're like me and don't think it should be so, either way, the floor is going to be pulled out from underneath us. There's just no way. No country on planet Earth could accommodate an influx of new people from every age category, from every country at the same time. Europe could barely handle a flood of Syrians. And they're all Syrian. We have people coming from Botswana, from Burundi, from the Congo. We'll hear from a Congo lady. She was bitching in front of the New York City City Council. We have people here in San Diego that are coming from Tanzania. I had to look it up. I didn't even know where Tanzania was. You hear about illegal immigration in California and you think Mexico. No, they're coming from China, India, Turkey, Georgia, not the state of Georgia. The place Georgia, way over there. And whether you're pro-illegal immigration or anti-illegal immigration, as I am, you have to agree. The one place that we come to meet is that we cannot accommodate these people. We can't. And the city of New York, while the Trump trial was going on, city council was taking place in downtown, where City Hall is, and they were getting an earful through a translator. People who don't speak English were able to find City Hall in Lower Manhattan and figure out where on the agenda their agenda item was, and gave an earful to the city council about how they don't like the food. And this is just the beginning. It's going on in Chicago as well. And every major city that's opening up these illegal alien welcome centers are going to get an earful as well. We'll talk about it coming up after the break. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Lou Penrose sitting in for Michael Brown.
Shoeboxes full of photos? Today only, radio listeners get VIP access to the new Photo Legacy Box. Get your family's photos professionally scanned for as low as 7 cents, which is 76% less than what other brands charge. As the world's largest digitizer, you know you can trust Legacy Box to digitize your entire collection of 4x6 photos. Everything from the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s to photos of your great-grandma's wedding. Visit legacybox.com/audio to get 200 photos scanned starting at just $19.95. Oh, and don't forget, Legacy Box also digitizes over 15 other types of analog media, so you can get your favorite memories on VHS or grandpa's film reels from the 40s digitized too. Take advantage of this exclusive offer on the new Photo Legacy Box today and preserve your past for as low as 7 cents. Go to legacybox.com/audio. That's legacybox.com/audio.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news is our at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House is hard at work today, hoping to pass three bills offering much-needed security aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman, Republican Congressman Mike McCaul.
When it comes to keeping America at peace, then none of us can afford to be simply a Democrat or a Republican. We must all stand united as Americans. And once again today, we need to speak with one voice, as one nation.
Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on Ukrainian drone attacks targeting Russia's energy infrastructure.
Ukraine has launched a series of drone attacks across Russia, which appears to target the country's energy infrastructure. Russian officials say around 50 drones were shot down by air defenses over eight Russian regions close to the Ukrainian border. More than two people died during the overnight barrage. In recent months, Ukraine has increasingly targeted Russian refineries and oil terminals. Ukrainian drone developers have been extending the weapons range for months as they seek to compensate for its military disadvantage in both weaponry and troops. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
A battle that pits the rights of Americans against foreign terrorist surveillance as the Senate votes to reauthorize a controversial surveillance law.
An issue is whether the FBI should be restricted from using the program to search for Americans' data. The legislation approved 60-34 shortly after midnight Saturday would extend for 2 years the program known as Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It now goes to the president to become law. Democrats used the FISA Act to spy on President Trump during the 2016 election. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
And you'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
It has been confirmed. Those brave Americans who are trying to preserve free speech continue to be censored, shadow banned, or silenced. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to share the liberating ideas of some of America's brightest and most free thinkers. People like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry, whose ideas are putting financial control back in the hands of everyday people, helping them protect their money against a government that seems intent on destroying it. Text TRUTH to 76626 to find out more. As this election moves forward, we just released a report that reveals our three favorite ideas for protecting and growing your wealth during the 2024 election. These ideas are especially critical if you have an IRA or 401k. Text TRUTH to 76626. Discover ideas that are so simple and actionable they might save your retirement. Text TRUTH to 76626 now for your free report. That's TRUTH to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says it's time both the U.S. and Israel start to hold Iran accountable for its attacks, including those it launches through proxies like Hamas and Hezbollah.
Iran never pays a price. And if the United States and the world, together with Israel, do not exact a price from Iran, Iran is just going to keep on doing it. And we're going to keep on losing.
The Supreme Court makes it easier for workers transferred from one job to the other to pursue job discrimination claims.
The individuals can seek the claims even when they are not demoted or docked pay. Justice Elena Kagan wrote for the court that workers only have to show that the transfer resulted in some but not necessarily significant harm to prove their claims. The justices unanimously revived a sex discrimination lawsuit filed by a St. Louis police sergeant after she was forcibly transferred but retained her rank and pay.
More from townhall.com. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the Senate's dismissal of all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas sends a bad message about border security.
Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden don't care about securing America's border. And they have disregard for
most Americans, you know, when you look at this issue, it has become the number one issue in America.
Cliff May with the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy says President Biden has shown an unwillingness to pursue victory over foreign adversaries, most recently Hamas and Iran, but a trend that began early in his administration.
I think Biden capitulated to the Taliban in Afghanistan. I think that we went a pretty long way in Iraq and then decided we were okay to just have an exit strategy and let ISIS take over and let Iran come into Iraq.
Find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Lou Penrose sitting in for Michael Brown. Good to be with you. Broadcasting live from my radio home here in sunny San Diego. I'm heard live weekday afternoons on News Radio 600 KOGO, but delighted to be sitting in for Michael Brown for the weekend. And what a week it was. I mean, just a chock full week full of news to talk about. One of the stories that we're going to talk about this hour, if it's not happening in your city, at the rate we're going, it's going to. Pretty soon. It happened in New York City and in Chicago. The people that are coming into the country illegally are being resettled in some of these major metropolises, primarily because they self-identify as sanctuary cities, so that's where they're going. And their systems are being overwhelmed. And subsequently, the people are getting restless. All right, let's define some terms before we begin, because I can't use the terms that everybody else is using. I won't. I encourage you to follow my lead. Number one. These people are not migrants. Stop using the word migrants. You're making me crazy. They're not migrants. Birds migrate. They are foreign nationals illegally in my country, stealing my public social services, welfare, and public housing, pretending that they're seeking asylum, taking advantage of our asylum laws so they can stay here as long as they can to consume my public social services, welfare, and housing until their asylum hearing, which at which case they will clearly be ineligible for asylum and instantly deportable. Now, I get it. That's a long definition. Easier to just call them one thing. Then find another word or make an acronym out of what I just said. But that's what they are. They're certainly not migrants. Migration, like birds, go back and forth. These people are not going back to Burundi. They're not going back to the Congo. They're not going back to Turkey. They're not going back to India. And that's where they're coming from.
So I had to get that out. The illegal aliens that have been settled in New York City went to New York City City Hall and complained. They're fed up. They don't like the food. They don't like the housing. And they don't like the conditions. There's not enough interpreters. They can't understand anything. People can't understand them. And they're getting restless. And I heard this, and in California, they are setting up illegal alien welcome centers. And they're asking for federal funds to do it. And it's hilarious because you have members of Congress coming back home, putting out news statements. So happy. Good news. We secured $40 million for the illegal alien welcome center. They don't call it that. And I'm thinking, why do I want an illegal alien welcoming center in my town? Why do you? And I guarantee you the people in New York are second guessing whether they want it. Here's what it sounded like there at City Hall.
But at the shelter, the food, my kids cannot eat the food at the shelter.
Yeah, that's the illegal alien. The illegal alien doesn't speak English. So they had to grab an interpreter. So what you're hearing in English, you hear the interpreter. What she just said, I don't know. I don't speak that language. But the kids can't eat the food at the shelter.
And on Ramadan time, we couldn't eat because when you come back for the break, the food is no good at all.
No good at all. So not only is the food not good at all, it's inconsistent with the religious calendar of the illegal alien in New York City. So that's what we have to deal with now. How rude of New Yorkers to not know the religious eating calendar of every illegal alien from every culture on planet Earth settled into New York City. It gets better. It's not just the food. They also, they don't like the accommodations either, really. When it,
and they give us 2 months to stay at the shelter, and then you have to go out again with your luggages and the kids and find another place. It's very difficult.
Did you catch that? They're upset because after 2 months, they may have to relocate. 2 months! Do you know what 2 months rent is in New York City? I looked it up. Average rent is $4,400 a month. She's bitching about $8,800 worth of housing in New York City. And that's in an apartment. They're living in a hotel. What's the day rate at the worst hotel in Lower Manhattan? And she says, yeah, you know what? I have to gather my luggage
out again with your luggages and the kids and find another place. It's very difficult. And also I have a kid that is like 18 to 19. Until now, he doesn't have no school.
Oh, no school. Lady, I don't know where you come from, but here in America, a 19-year-old is an adult. So you, in our culture, you have a young adult. And, but he has no school. The level of entitlement is astounding to me. It truly is. And it went on and on and on. They're upset about the food. They're upset about the conditions. They're upset about the housing. They're clearly upset about education for a 19-year-old, I guess. And the next thing they went into was the communication. There's a real problem, particularly with the illegal aliens from the Congo. In the Congo, there are 500 languages spoken, and the illegal alien welcoming centers in Lower Manhattan do not have translators that understand
each of the 500 languages in the Congo. And that's no good. Upset about that. Where is she here? Here's the Congo lady.
Only in the Congo you have like more than 500 languages. You see? So that's what we need. We need people that speak the native language to teach to those people. That's what we're asking the city, and the city refuses.
City's refusing to provide translators that can speak the 500 languages in the 500 languages in one country. Imagine that. What a shocker that the Congo is not doing well. I mean, I just can't imagine why the Congo isn't a flourishing first world nation with 500 languages going on in there. But nevertheless, they're here now, and that's their major complaint. The city is just absolutely refusing. So I bring this up because I don't think they're comfortable in New York. I don't think they're going to stay in New York. I think they're eventually going to filter out into other towns, other areas. And eventually, this is going to be what your city council meeting is going to sound like. Eventually, this is what public comment is going to sound like outside of your municipality. Because I don't think you have 500 translators. Well, no. One translator that speaks 500 different languages for one country working down at your county public social services department. I guarantee you don't. If they don't have it in New York City, they ain't got it in the rest of the country. And you're going to have to accommodate them because they're hopping mad. All right, when we come back, one New York City Council member actually spoke the truth out loud. I'll share with you what she says. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Lou Penrose sitting in for Michael Brown.
Does social engineering from leftist corporations make you feel like we're living in the Twilight Zone? You're not alone. Pure Talk knows the silent majority is fed up. It's time to join the masses who have fled their old wireless company for something better. Pure Talk. Those of you who always have your neighbors back, who've pulled yourselves up by your bootstraps, who realize a little bit of elbow grease can fix just about anything. Pure Talk wants you. Get phenomenal coverage on America's most dependable 5G network for half the price of the other guys. With unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month, the average family saves almost $1,000 a year. And as a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk is a company you can feel proud to do business with. Dial pound 250 and say switch now to make the switch. Dial pound 250 and say switch now and save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ever. every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The weekend with Michael Brown. Lou Penrose sitting in for Michael Brown. Good to have you along with us talking about all the complaints that were levied at city councils in a number of cities, including Chicago and New York, by the illegal aliens in those cities about the accommodations.
And on Ramadan time, we couldn't eat because when you come back for the break, the food is no good at all.
Yeah, there's one illegal alien complaining about the religious observation calendar and the food. See, here in America, at our shelters, we serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And because of overtime, we really want to have dinner wrapped up, 5:30, 6:30, maybe even 7. Now it's springtime and the sun is still out. So that's a problem. But I don't know that we can afford to pay overtime to have the social workers come down there and serve you after your religious fasting is up. This is incredible to me. This is absolutely incredible that they would go to City Hall and complain that the food is not available around their religious observances. All I know is I'm Catholic, and when we Catholics invade another country and steal their welfare, we don't complain if there's no fish on Fridays. Yeah, we could invade another country and steal their public welfare as Catholics, and it could be Lent. And we invade a country that only serves ribeye on a Friday, and we don't bitch and moan about it. But we got illegal aliens now coming into our country that just won't tolerate this. And, you know, we got the language problem, too. Here it is.
Speak the native language to teach to those people. That's what we're asking the city, and the city refused.
Yeah, city's refusing to communicate, in this case, to the people from the Congo in their native language. And in the Congo, they have 500 languages. Here is Vicky Palladino. She sits on the New York City City Council. She heard enough.
In listening to everybody speak and making demands on New York City to do more, 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 how much more are we supposed to do? How much more are we capable of doing? We don't have the resources that you need to get what you need. But I have to ask you, what motivated you to come here thinking the streets are paved with gold? They're not. They're absolutely not.
Oh, she got shouted down. Council president said, council member, order. council member, do you have a question? If you have a question, please state your question. So she's, right, all she was doing was saying out loud what every single American was thinking in their head. And that is, what are you doing here? Like, what was your plan? This is not going to end well. I'm telling you, there's no way this ends well. Because it's not stopping. It's not like after hearing the complaints by the people from the Congo about not having food on the right schedule and only getting 2 straight months in one location before having to relocate to another hotel, we decided to stop this ridiculous experiment of letting everybody from all over the world come into our country illegally and steal our public social services. We're not stopping. We have illegal immigration streaming across the border. And the administration is still calling them migrants. And the news is still calling them migrants. Every single one of these individuals are deportable. They are lying. They are not facing, they're not eligible for asylum. And that's what drives me nuts. President Biden was a senator. Kamala Harris, the vice president, was a senator, which means they had on their staff an immigration caseworker. You know how I know that? I was an immigration caseworker for the federal government. Asylum law is very narrow. You have to be facing persecution in your home country. You have to be facing prison time or death to be eligible for asylum. And it's only of one of five categories. You have to be facing imprisonment or death based on your race, religion, nationality, your anti-government status, or your political party. Do you think the Congolese lady is facing that? The one complaining about the food? Few people on planet Earth are right now are facing imprisonment or death. And I must have missed the story where they're, that's happening in India. But we do have Indians coming here into the United States. Was it Bill Malusian that was going through where they're all from, where they're all coming from? Yeah, here it is. Here's a little bit of it.
Where are you from?
Huh?
Cameroon.
And they give us.
Right? Here's more of him.
India. Where are you from? China. Where are you from?
India.
Where are you from?
China.
Georgia.
Georgia.
Georgia. Where are you from?
India.
China.
China.
China. China.
China.
China. Where are you from?
Georgia.
Georgia. Where are you from?
China.
China. China? Where are you from?
Colombia.
Ecuador. Ecuador?
Colombia.
¿De dónde son?
Colombia.
Colombia. ¿Todos aquí de Colombia? ¿De dónde son? México.
Hey, there's the Mexican guy. Boy, that's almost refreshing. I mean, I never thought that in California we'd long for the day when our illegals were just from Mexico. Because, I mean, I think we could accommodate illegal aliens from Mexico. We do have Mexican food. I don't know that we have the right cuisine for the Tanzanians that were just apprehended in the San Diego sector by the Border Patrol. Do you know what they eat in Tanzania? They eat zebra. We don't have any Tanzanian restaurants where I live. We do have a San Diego Zoo. That could be a problem. Somebody... Luke Penrose sitting in for Michael Brown on the weekend.
Do you have shoeboxes full of photos? Today only, radio listeners get VIP access to the new Photo Legacy Box. Get your family's photos professionally scanned for as low as 7 cents, which is 76% less than what other brands charge. As the world's largest digitizer, you know you can trust Legacy Box to digitize your entire collection of 4x6 photos. Everything from the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s to photos of your great-grandma's wedding. Visit legacybox.com/audio to get 200 photos scanned starting at just $19.95. Oh, and don't forget, Legacy Box also digitizes over 15 other types of analog media, so you can get your favorite memories on VHS or grandpa's film reels from the 40s digitized too. Take advantage of this exclusive offer on the new Photo Legacy Box today and preserve your past for as low as 7 cents. Go to legacybox.com/audio. That's legacybox.com/audio.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friends and co-hosts Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26th, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
It's The Weekend with Michael Brown, Lou Penrose, sitting in for Michael Brown. Good to have you along with us, talking about the illegal aliens complaining now to city council members about the accommodations at the illegal alien shelters. And in New York, I use that word shelter loosely. They're in hotels. And they've had it. They've had it with the food. They've had it with the schedule. They've had it with the misunderstanding of their religious observance. And I'm here to tell you that this is going to come closer to you in your town. They're not going to stay in New York. They're not all going to be, this is not going to be a New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco problem. They are going to eventually move out of the city. I don't think the illegal aliens from the Congo are going to like New York very much. I really don't. It gets cold in New York. I think they forget that. I grew up in New York. It can get bitter cold in the winter. And when that wind kicks through down Fifth Avenue, boy, I'll tell you what, you feel like your ears are going to freeze and fall off. You absolutely need to have like a ski hat or a beanie. And there is no way that this woman from the Congo is going to be able to fit a beanie over that hair. Did you, some of these people have headdresses and hairstyles that are so fantastic, there's just no way you're going to get a hat over it. That's the winter. Also, New York gets really muggy in the summer. Hot town, summer in the city. And, that's inconsistent with the sub-Saharan African climate. All right, so it's not just the food. This is rich. The language problem. All the illegal aliens from different parts of the world are all now in New York. They don't, number one, like to be grouped together. The complaint was, you're putting us all in the same hotel rooms because we're all from Africa. And that's insensitive. Just because we're all from Africa doesn't mean we're all the same. You would not do this in Europe. A person from Turkey and a person from France are both Europeans, but they have nothing in common. And yet, since we're both from the continent of Africa, you stuck us in the same hotel room, and that's rude.
Unique dialects that are also coming that I've never heard of that I'm learning now about. People from Madagascar are coming. You have people, Burundi are coming. People from countries that are not common to us.
Not common to us. I'll say.
People from countries that are not common to us. So language access has been truly, truly a challenge, especially if you don't understand. Pull out from Guinea and pull out in Mauritania, pull out in Senegal is very different.
Yeah, whatever she said from Guinea and whatever she said from Senegal, very different. And that somehow is our problem to wrestle with. Oh, and no, it gets better. It gets better. Not only do you need to speak all of the 500 languages spoke in the Congo, and then the different dialects that are consistent with Guinea versus Senegal, you have to accomplish this too. Listen to what they're asking for.
I do want to add on one thing. There is a significant amount of people who are illiterate, so written does not work.
Did you catch that? You need to speak all the languages and also be able to speak in the language of illiteracy.
I do want to add on one thing. There is a significant amount of people who are illiterate, so written does not work. We have been sending voice clips to the migrants explaining to them what their rights are.
Their rights?
We have been sending voice clips to the migrants explaining to them what their rights are. And to understand what's going on. So it's not just written. We need vocals.
Yeah, that's right. You need to write down what you want to tell the illegal aliens from the Congo and then record it into your cell phone and then shoot them a text on their phone because they're illiterate, but they somehow know their way around the cell phone. And all the illegal aliens that are illiterate were able to find City Hall on the right day, the day of the city council meeting, and were able to read the agenda, apparently. All right, Lou Penrose sitting in for Michael Brown on the weekend. Look, this is a huge problem. It is not just an inconvenience. It is not just an insult to taxpayers. This is a unsustainable problem because it's going in the wrong direction. It's not stopping. I'm looking at the numbers in the San Diego sector where I live, and it's going up. Do you know why the San Diego sector numbers are going up? Because they put razor wire in the Rio Grande in Texas, and the illegal aliens got smart, and they moved to Southern California, and they're crossing here, and they're overwhelming the systems here. Now they're landing ashore. They literally are beaching boats, just speedboats, going right up onto the beaches of Southern California. And they ditch the boat, and a bunch of illegals jump out of the boat, and they run into the streets, and there's an SUV waiting for them. And our elected officials in my town, and I guarantee in your town, they use the same narrative. They say, well, our immigration system is broken. And I thought, no, it's not. We don't have an immigration problem in the United States. We don't. The system isn't really broken. If you think about it, I just came back from Cancun. And guess what? I got on an airplane in the United States and went through TSA and got on my plane and landed in a foreign country and showed the person there who had a badge and a gun from that country my passport, and she checked it, and I went to my hotel and had 7 fabulous days in Mexico, and then checked out, went to the airport, went through the Mexican version of TSA, and showed them my passport, and landed in the United States of America, and went to a guy with a badge and a gun and showed him my passport, and he waved me through. And I got in my Uber and went, and they took us to my house. It was the opposite of broken. It was perfect. It was seamless. You know why? I have a passport. So it's not broken. We don't have a broken system. The State Department issues visas all day. There are all kinds of visas in the United States. There are employment visas. There are H-1B visas being issued. There are student visas being issued. There are fiancé visas being issued. Nannies coming in from Sweden and Switzerland. And guess what? People go and apply for those visas at the U.S. Embassy in their country, submit the application, wait for the background check, which is usually somewhere between 6 to 18 months. The FBI checks the background of the visa applicant. If they're clean, they get to come to the United States and stay for the term of their visa, and then go home. The opposite of broken. It's not broken. Stop saying it's broken. The immigration system's not broken. We have illegal aliens illegally crossing into the United States, overwhelming our systems, taking advantage of you, and stealing your public social services, welfare, and public housing. That's what's happening, and it's okay to say it. I don't know why we are being made to feel like we're being rude, that we're being insensitive, that we are not treating people with dignity and respect. I got a congressman here who, upon announcing the securing of $40 million for an illegal alien welcoming center in my hometown, telling me that people deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. And I thought, what conditions have to be met when I can be indignant and disrespectful? What has to happen? 40,000 illegal aliens crossing the border? 45,000? 50,000? When am I allowed to be indignant and disrespectful to foreigners that are coming into my country illegally, knowingly faking asylum claims? And it's not just New York. Wait till you hear what happened in Chicago. Mayor of Chicago got an earful.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We'll resume normal programming shortly.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the...
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
what motivated you to come here thinking the streets are paved with gold? They're not. They're absolutely not.
As New York City City Councilwoman Vicky Palladino, in a heated city council meeting where the illegal aliens from everywhere descended upon City Hall to complain about the food and the hospitality at the illegal alien welcoming centers and hotels in New York. Lou Penrose, sitting in for Michael Brown on the weekend. Good to be with you talking about this. It's not just New York. Here is voters in Chicago going to City Hall. They're upset for pretty much the same reason.
We need that money in my neighborhood. We need that on my block. So I'm asking y'all to use our tax money for our people. We need it.
You vote for the money for these immigrants today, and we're coming for them seats. You can believe that.
The police are fighting with them in the shelters that you guys are funding. You guys think it's a great idea, but yet your police officers are getting attacked. Your public's getting attacked.
Yeah. There you go. There's the sound of City Hall in Chicago, and you've been listening to the sound of the voices from... Now, those were Americans. I guess I should define those terms. Those were actual taxpaying Americans. That's different than the complaints at City Hall in New York City. In New York City, they had the Congo people complaining.
Like I said, I'm from the Congo, so I was speaking only in Congolese, one of the many Congolese languages that I speak.
Yeah, 500 languages in the Congo. So that's a contrast. But this is, I thought to myself as I'm watching this, thinking this is what City Hall is going to sound like when I like tune in to watch a big meeting at City Hall tonight. The big issue. What's the issue going to be? Well, we can't understand it. Yeah, did you get that all down, Mayor? She's saying that the food's no good, accommodation's no good, and you don't have enough translators to tell us our rights. I love that. The rights of the illegals. So, as I said, I don't know where this goes, but I don't see it ending well. And legally speaking, all of these people are instantly deportable. Now, I know the law, and I understand what the Biden administration has done. He's used a very rare tool, and he's used it for hundreds of thousands of people. And that is, he has effectively paroled the person from being in the country illegally pending their asylum hearing, which there aren't enough asylum judges on the planet to hear all these cases. And if there were enough, if every single judge and every single magistrate volunteered on their own time to hear all these asylum cases, rendering them all ineligible for asylum, you could load school buses from the port of entry in San Diego up to Seattle, and you wouldn't have enough room based on the number of illegal aliens pretending that they're seeking asylum in just the last year. So this is going to be a long problem, and it's all going to take place in a foreign language. All right, when we come back, the other story that wasn't covered this week, as everybody was following the Trump trial in New York City and apparently people now lighting themselves on fire, there are some new jobs numbers out from the government that are not good. So the Biden administration is trying to communicate officially and on the campaign trail that times are good, that the economy is doing well, that inflation is under control, and that costs are going down. And it's interesting because nobody believes that, and nobody's experiencing that. Even Biden supporters and Democrats
who want Biden to be successful, when polled, have no experience of these declining prices and this prosperity. I went shopping yesterday. I saw vegetable stock, $4.79 for vegetable stock. Do you know what's in vegetable stock? Nothing. There is nothing in vegetable stock. I mean, it's just boiled tomatoes, carrots, onions, and water. It's $4.79 for a quart of nothing in this economy. It's true. No, luckily the store brand, the No Frills brand was $2 for $4. So I got that. So I got, two quarts of nothing for $4 as opposed to the fancy brand, which was $4.79 for a quart of nothing. So there's no evidence that things are better. There's no evidence that your paycheck is going further. There's no evidence that you're making more money, and there's no evidence that you have the opportunity to make more money. But the Biden administration is insisting that that's happening, and that's caused a real friction in the press room, in the press briefings. Peter Ducey from Fox News constantly pressing White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on this. Why is it that you keep talking about good jobs and good job numbers and good economy, but there's just no evidence of it in America outside of this room? And it goes back and forth. But there is a real reason for it. And I'm not 100% sure it can be fixed very quickly. But it can be fixed if I'm right as to why this is. And I want to talk about it. I think it'll have major implications in the upcoming election. Everybody says the economy is always the number one issue, and I believe that. I believe at the end of the day, if you don't have comfort in where you are with respect to your savings, if you don't have an emergency fund, if you don't believe that checks will continue to come in and that the opportunity for you to make more money in the future is bright, then you're troubled. And I understand that. So we'll talk about that coming up next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Lou Penrose sitting in for Michael Brown.
Shoeboxes full of photos? Today only, radio listeners get VIP access to the new Photo Legacy Box. Get your family's photos professionally scanned for as low as 7 cents, which is 76% less than what other brands charge. As the world's largest digitizer, you know you can trust Legacy Box to digitize your entire collection of 4x6 photos. Everything from the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s to photos of your great-grandma's wedding. Visit legacybox.com/audio to get 200 photos scanned starting at just $19.95. Oh, and don't forget, Legacy Box also digitizes over 15 other types of analog media, so you can get your favorite memories on VHS or grandpa's film reels from the 40s digitized too. Take advantage of this exclusive offer on the new Photo Legacy Box today and preserve your past for as low as 7 cents. Go to legacybox.com/audio. That's legacybox.com/audio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.